Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 21. The Reverend Roy Askins is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Ephesians chapter 5. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure, or who is covetous, that is, an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not become partners with them. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, "Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. In the name of Jesus, amen. Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. St. Paul offers this as a quote in the text. The problem is nobody really knows where it comes from, what it's a quote of. Perhaps it's a creative quotation from Isaiah, but perhaps a lucky singer-songwriter of the first century actually got his hymn turned into scripture by the Holy Spirit inspiring St. Paul to quote it. Who knows? But the image that it recalls is that of a sleeper in bed. Perhaps we might say even a coffin. Awakening to the rising of the sun, the rays of light shoot over the horizon, and the sleeper awakes to the light of Christ, welcoming him in the morning. The sun, pun intended, shines on him. And so also I say to you, wake therefore, O sleeper. St. Paul uses this metaphor of light and waking from sleep to continue here in Ephesians chapter 5 to illustrate the transformation the Ephesian Christians underwent in their baptism and how their life, their walk, as we talked about last week, has changed from one of darkness to one of light. Before, they were dead in trespasses and sins, laying asleep in their coffin. Now they have, by grace, through faith, been brought into the household of God in fulfillment of His plan from the foundation of the world. And as a consequence of that, their walk has changed. Those who live and walk in darkness, who still sleep, St. Paul says, live in filthy and foolish talk, crude joking, literally moron words, rotten words, foolish words. These are out of place for the Christian. Those who live in the light of Christ live instead in thanksgiving. Those who live in darkness live in sexual indecency. They are also covetous, which St. Paul says is idolatry. Anyone who lives in such darkness has no inheritance in the kingdom of God. You were once darkness. You are no longer darkness. You are, St. Paul says, light. Therefore, walk as children of the light. As children of the light, St. Paul encourages these Ephesians to discern what is pleasing to God. After reading this and reflecting on this, I got to thinking that the "What Would Jesus Do" bracelet crowds, the WWJD folks, perhaps had a point to some degree. The impulse to seek and know God's will is a godly impulse. It's a good one. It's the impulse of the one who wants to know what God would have him do, the one who wants to live in the light. The new man, the one baptized into Jesus, wants to know and do God's will. Even as he struggles with the sinful flesh, his new man desires to walk in this light, to know God's will, to know what, in fact, Jesus would have us do. Now, there were certainly those who wore those WWJD bracelets in Pharisaical pride, or perhaps they reduced Christianity to merely a series of commands to help us live an outwardly godly life. But on the other hand, there are also plenty of us who criticize them out of antinomian angst. It is the equal and opposite error. We did not really want to seek after God's will because that might mean giving up those little hidden sins that we liked and loved so much, that I might have to give up that thing I secretly enjoyed and didn't really want to admit I struggled with it. Either way, whether Pharisaical pride or antinomian angst, we're damned. Awake, O sleeper, and the light of Christ will shine upon you. Walk in wisdom and not in foolishness. This is the walk of the man, of the new man, of Christ who dwells in you. As Pastor Sias preached earlier this week, the wisdom you need to navigate this path, to walk this road, does not come from a well-chosen educational path built upon sciences and arts and our learned institutions of higher learning, but upon the wisdom that comes down from above, that is upon Christ and Him alone. He is your wisdom, and you walk in Him. His wisdom and grace fill the void that all of your lusts and desires of the flesh cannot fill. Why does your sinful flesh desire that you might, say, drink in excess, to forget, to enjoy life, to fill a hole that you might have? Your wisdom, who has come down from above, has already filled you with His Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit does not bring forgetting or temporary joy that is no joy in the morning. He brings you forgiveness. Life. He fills you not with crude joking or foolish talk, but He fills you with songs and hymns and spiritual songs, melodies in your heart to the Lord. He also removes your covetous heart, that old covetous heart that is idolatrous. The covetous heart sees what my neighbor has, his fancy car or his big house, and he says, "I want one that's bigger and better," and builds a little idol in my heart, and I do everything I can to achieve that. This Holy Spirit removes that heart. From that darkness, He has also awakened you, and in place of your covetous heart, Jesus gives you a heart filled with thanksgiving to God for all the things He has done for you and continues to do for you, all the gifts He continues to bestow upon you. Indeed, the struggle with the old sinful flesh will remain. You're not perfectly thankful yet. You're not perfectly free of the lusts and desires of the heart yet. But God has called you from the foundation of this world to be holy and blameless before Him. And He does not leave you on your own to figure out how to do this, how to address all these problems. He does not leave you stuck in sin. No, indeed, He sent His Son, who loved us and gave Himself up for us, as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. And that fragrant offering and sacrifice has removed your sin and selfish desires. He has removed you from among those who love crude and foolish speech, and instead He has put you here in this place, in the company of His children. He has filled you with His Holy Spirit and given you life. That is to say, the light of His Christ, your Savior, shines upon you. So then every morning as you greet the rising of the sun, awake, O sleeper, for the light of Christ shines upon you. In His name, amen.